peace, y'all. You're tuned into the Edible Activist Podcast, and I am your host and favorite edible activist, Melissa L. Jones. On this show, we feed you empowering narratives and perspectives from the voices of emerging Black people and people of color in agriculture and business who are stewarding the land, healing communities, and advocating for food justice and economic power across the country. Their contributions and stories exemplify the spirit of activism in their own edible way. Let's get started. Peace. This is Melissa L. Jones here with the Edible Activist Podcast. And I am actually popping up live at Mama's Nature in Jackson, Mississippi. Can y'all believe it? Y'all know I rep Mississippi. Down here with my family. But most importantly, I have the amazing founder, Kia Williams.
Yes.
Hey, Kia.
Glad to be here. Hello, everyone.
Who is the brainchild behind Mama's Nature, a juice bar, health and wellness space, I'm sure an energy space for those walking into this place. It's one of my favorites, one of my staples when I touch down to Mississippi. Yes.
That's been a goal. I think that was a goal of mine when we started. To just be this space when you come, it's like, I gotta stop by Mama Nature's.
So absolutely.
It's wonderful to hear.
Well, you definitely hit that because I was actually just here a couple days ago.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, anywho, y'all, I'm super excited. I've actually been wanting to interview you for quite some time, Kia. And I know we tried to make this happen one of the last times that I was here. But I'm excited. Thank you for making yourself available. We are in one of your dope locations. You got two locations.
Yes.
In this episode, we're going to learn about all things Mama Nature. Y'all know how this show rolls. We talk about journeys. We talk about health and wellness, food and farming. So it's going to be a mixture of things. But more selfishly, I get to know you a little bit more, Kia.
Yeah.
Because we're in this intimate space, right? I got my good juice where I got my strawberry limeade, which is the bomb.
Yes.
My aunt is sipping on hers too. Say, hey, auntie. Thank you. But anyway, Kia, thanks for having me here.
I am so grateful that you are here.
Oh,
yeah, glad to have you.
What is the story behind Mama's Nature?
Oh, gosh.
I like that name, Mama's Nature. It's so many things. It's all the things.
Yes. The title and the name came from me and my mom were actually just brainstorming. And when I decided to open a juice bar, we were like, what's going to be the name? Like, what is it going to be? And I was like, okay, let's spitball things. And we were just spitballing, okay, what do we represent? What is our culture? What will it be? And we were like, okay, we're connecting people back to Mother Nature. And when we said that, we were like, But we was like, we're Southern, you know. I don't call you mother, you know, unless it's something serious. So I was like, I like mama, you know, Mama Nature's. So from there that, you know, we took the name from there. Our slogan used to be Mama Knows Best. So
and mama still do know best, okay?
So we were like, okay, let's make it more neutral and more central for everyone. So we kind of pivoted the slogan.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
Pivots are quite okay. And so I got that Mama's Nature, that twang, you know. We could have called it, I called my grandmother Big Mama's Nature, Mama's Nature, Ma Nature. I'm running down like the line right now, right? But what a moment to actually be sitting there with your mother brainstorming this wonderful creation where we are now, Mama's Nature. At what point had this been an idea that had been brewing for quite some time? Or what was that? What was that light bulb that went out and says, you know what? I'm gonna start a whole juice bar.
Oh my gosh. So I'll give you the backstory. 2016, my life took a spin. And when I say a spin, it took a spin for, as some people call, the worst. And it took me to one of my lowest points where, you know, I kind of lost everything. And I was at a point of, you know, finding myself and trying to understand, what am I doing? Where am I going? I have two little children looking at me like, hey, mama, what's next? And I was just kind of in a pit a bit. And at this time, my mother, she was vegan. So she's hammering in me. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm fatigued. I got headaches. I'm dealing with this and that. And she's like, go vegan, go vegan, go vegan. You know, she became the vegan police.
Sound like my mother.
Yes. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I've tried everything. I'm working out. I'm trying to get fine, you know, but I'm still dealing with this fatigue and headaches. And so I finally said, what the hey, let's give it a try. My oldest was dealing with chronic asthma at the time. So oh, wow. We're in the hospitals, back and forth, steroids, stimulants every day. And my mother was like, just take all of that away, you know, and just feed her what she needs. And her body's going to just pretty much rejuvenate itself. And it did. You know, we went vegan for at least about five months. And during that time frame, I literally saw our health change. Mm. Like, it made a total complete 360. Mm-hmm. So from there, I'm like, okay, well, let me keep dabbling in this and just kind of see where it takes me. And like I said, at this time, I'm going through my own personal, just like downfall in a sense. And I was not willing to give up on myself because I'm like, okay, I know that I'm going through this, but this is not the end of it. This is not me. Mm. What am I not doing to see myself elevate? Why am I seeing myself repeat these cycles? Why am I seeing myself now back at a low point? And I'm like, I've been on my highest horse and now I'm at the bottom. I've been on my highest horse and I'm at the bottom. So what am I doing? Going through that cleanse of my body with the food I was eating also took me through a cleanse of my mind. Ooh. So my mind, my spirit, I'm able to come in, I'm meditating, I'm doing yoga, I'm getting into the things that at first I looked at as something I would not dabble in, something that I'm looking like, that ain't black folk.
Yeah, how dare you get in tune with yourself?
I know.
So foreign, right? How dare you get to know yourself even better?
What is that?
Because black folks don't, it could be foreign to a lot of us, you know?
Exactly. So. And especially when it looks foreign, like it's not something that no one around you is doing. It's
because did you see mama meditate when she was coming up? Because my mama didn't meditate coming up.
No family members, no friends,
nobody,
you know, no one around me was doing it. Even when I got into yoga, you know, some people were kind of just messing with me, girl, you're doing that white folk stuff, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm like, actually, this is, you know, it was born in different cultures,
right?
Yes, yeah, so I'm like, we need to just educate ourselves more. And the more I got into that, the more I really started to just realize the things that I myself was purposed to do. And I was in school at the time for nursing. So I'm full-time mom, full-time job, in school for nursing. Honey.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, okay. And at the same time, me and my children have no home. We're staying with my cousin. We're all three of us are sleeping in her child's twin bed. So I'm sitting here like, what am I doing? Mm. What is life right now? And my mom was like, let's take a trip to New York. And I'm like, what, lady? She's like, let's do a road trip. Let's clear our minds. Let's go. Let's go. So we get on the road. We're hopping from city to city all the way to New York. And when I was in New York, as I was there, I got to experience juice bars. So I'm like, whoa, what is this? And they're all different types. So there's different cultures to them. There's different owners, you know, different ethnicities behind these juice bars. But I was able to experience something just totally different and totally foreign to me, little Mississippian, you know, mm-hmm. little country girl. And I said, you know what? Mom, I'm going to bring this back home. So I come back, came to Mississippi. I had my little $700. Actually, I had about $60 at the time, but my mom had a QVC account. She placed,
yes, for the QVC account.
She purchased my blender off of the QVC account. I started mixing, and I was like, you know, I was working in the mental health field at this time, so I'm a lab technician at a mental health facility, and I'm creating juice, I'm creating smoothies, and my clients are actually my first customers.
Wow.
So they're taking it in. A lot of them were on medication. So as we're sitting and we're talking and just going over the benefits of what I'm drinking, because they're looking at my cup like, what is that? You know, I'm talking to them and some of them are like, oh, well, I'm on these heavy stimulants, or I'm taking this, I'm mm-hmm. taking opioids. And a lot of them were wanting to actually get off. They were wanting to kind of transition their life. So I'm like, well, you know, try a little greens, try a little superfood, you know, and I'm giving them tips. And they're like, well, let me purchase some. Can you make me some? So that's what I started to do. I started making it for my clients, then my team members, workmates, everyone just started like, okay, let us get in on it too. We want to try it out. So I'm like, okay, this thing moving a little bit. You know, we see a little traction in it. And from
let
there.
Let me pause you really quickly because where I'm still, you know, just, I'm just like, whoa. So you're in this transit, a heck of a transition, right?
Yes.
A lot going on, you know, your personal journey. You're in school, you're working full time, you have two kids, you're like, what the hell is going on? Like, all that, right? But you're also, like, in the space of working with those who have, you know, mental health issues.
Yes.
While you are dealing with your own, like,
yes.
Oh my gosh.
It was nuts.
Yes.
It was nuts.
Isn't that, I just feel like there's just so much to be said to that, right? While you are in a place of service and helping others, and you trying to help yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I always tell people that was also my year of yes.
Mm.
Girl, that was the year of everything.
Mm. That year of yes, honey.
That was my year of yes. Yeah. So during this whole time while I'm going through, it was also the time I was saying yes to the things that, you know, while I'm meditating are being spoken to me.
Mm,
so
I gotcha.
I'm like, okay, do that. You know, you're hearing the voice and it's trying to lead you. And I'm like, really? You want me to do this? Want me to keep pushing? You want me to keep working? Okay, I'll do it. So as I'm doing it and as I'm meeting people and as they're talking to me, it opened me and transitioned me in a way. Because as I said, I was in school for nursing because I always had a passion and thought that I was supposed to be on, you know, that line of helping when it comes to health and people. And actually with opening the juice bar, I realized there was another front line that I was supposed to be on in the health and wellness field. So I'm working, I'm doing the juice bar, I'm doing the juicing because I was just doing it from my trunk.
Yeah, yeah.
I was at farmer's
and
market.
And let's you know, magnify that because,
yes,
you know, we see the juice bar, but you were doing this before the juice bar.
Before, way before.
Out the trunk. Who wants
their
juice?
Farmer's market.
Here you right.
I'm like, pull up on me on Saturday.
Right, exactly. Let's be clear, you know, like
farmers.
Started here, all right, like before the juice bar, because, you know, people get caught up
in the
actual space, in the retail space. No.
There was a beginning. And I tell people that all the time because we opened in 2018 and I'm like, honey, we started in 2016,
mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to see that transition before we actually got our first brick and mortar. And I'm making juice, I'm going through all of this, but at the same time, I'm seeing my life transform. Because as I'm saying yes, and as I'm just really diving into where my life is leading me, I'm seeing so much open up. I'm being introduced to so many other people. I'm networking, and I'm meeting, and I'm opening and expanding. You know, that was really a time of elevation and transition for me.
I just see this big flower, like, opening up,
yes,
like, blooming.
Yes, my mom calls herself the lotus.
Yes, so. Mom, for the lotus. I love it. Shout out, Mom. Gotta shout her out.
I know. I have to always shout my mom out.
Mm-hmm.
When she comes in the bar, everybody call her the real Mama Natures. I be like, y'all. My mom, she worked with us for about, like, 6 months in, like, 2019. And, oh, my gosh. I was like, Mama. She was like, they asking for me, huh? I'm like, yes, they're asking for you.
Oh, I love that.
But yes, so we're making it. We finally get to the point where I'm pretty much making just as much on my side hustle as I'm making at my job. And while I'm still in school, and I was like, okay, you know what? What do I want to do? Life pivoted me. I was moved from the mental hospital I was working at to another facility that beat me down. Like, I am a very, very easygoing person, but that was a facility that it was just very detrimental to my spirit.
Ooh.
And I kept trying to stay there. I was like, I'm too afraid. I don't want to make the leap yet. I'm not ready. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the more I'm meditating and I'm manifesting and I'm like, when is the time?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, honey, I put you in a facility that your spirit cannot take. Mm-hmm. Leave. This is the push that I've been trying to give you. So I finally said, okay, you know what? Let's leave. Let's go. And I did. And so we left the facility, quit my job, my little 2 weeks notice in. And from there, I was like, I'm going to do everything possible to make this plan A work. I'm going to cut out all plan Bs, cut out everything else, and just hone in on
this.
There's
only one thing. One.
one. There's nothing else
There's
out
nothing
there.
Else. This is it.
That's it. And I remember at that time when I was quitting my job and transitioning, me and my children were just getting our space. So we were moving out of my cousin's home, getting our own space. And I remember I was driving with my children. I looked back because I was tearing. And they were like, "What's wrong, Mama?" And I'm just like, they're like, "You're sad?" And I'm like, "I'm not sad." I was like, "Mama is so joyous right now because I know that we'll never go back to where we were." I was like, "And that was the last time you guys will ever have to see Mom." Like, you know, pitfall like that. I was like, "There will be tough times, but you'll never see me go back there because I wasn't being true to myself. And now I am. And we're finna flourish. And you guys are going to watch Mommy flourish."
I know that's
right. I just in the back like, "Okay.
Right. We here."
"All right, lady. Whatever you say, why you crying?" But it truly was a transition from there. So as I'm growing, I go 2018. Let's fast forward. I open our first facility. So went through the whole banking process, opened the first facility. And
which was in Ridgeland.
Yes. So it was originally, that one was in Ridgeland.
Okay.
Some people don't know. I had a space in Jackson before Ridgeland.
Did you really?
I did. I had a small space. I was thinking small. I was like, "I'm just going to keep slanging it out the trunk. You know, I'm going to just make it here and then keep delivering."
Okay.
I was so tired of delivering. I was like, "I really just want to create a space." But I was still in a sense of nervousness.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it's like one foot in and like the other foot wasn't out, but it was just like to the side.
Yeah,
just, you know.
Because I didn't understand what to do. And that's one thing that I like to help a lot of entrepreneurs with now is that's where the fear comes from, of not knowing.
Of course.
So go and get the
unknown,
knowledge.
And unknown variables. Yes. Of course.
Yes. So I was like, "Okay, Kia, let's make a plan. Let's go get the knowledge we need to put the confidence in us to know that we can do it." Oh, honey, after that, I was like, "Oh, I'm thinking big. Like, I want a space. I want to compete with everyone out there that's doing the same thing I'm doing. If not different, I want to do it better. And I want to just continue to keep elevating my brand." So we opened our first juice bar in 2018.
Wow.
And from there, we had offers to buy out. We had offers from everywhere because it just blew up. You know, we were the first plant-based juice bar in Mississippi.
Wow.
So when we opened, it was a new concept. Everyone was like, "Oh, wow." Like, and then as we're, you know, showing our products and giving our products, everyone like, "This is actually really good to be healthy." So from there, I was like, "No, I'm staying true to my roots. You know, I'm going to grow this brand. You know, this is ours. This is home." So 2019 came and we opened our second space.
Congrats.
And then thank you. Yeah.
And you know what I have to say? So just to give our listeners some context. So we're actually at the Fondren location, so which is, you can probably give more geography than I can.
It's in the capital city.
The capital city, yes. Jackson is the capital, but Fondren is an area in Jackson. And so I thought that this was actually your first location. I didn't realize that Ridgeland was the... Well, actually, really, technically, the Jackson location was the original one, right? But we're in a newer location.
Yes.
I didn't even realize that. Go ahead, girl.
Yes. We tried our best. Because I'm from Jackson, born and raised. I moved out to Ridgeland.
You better say it. You from where?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes.
South Side, to be exact.
Oh, to South Jackson. That's a whole nother ball game. You better rep your set, kid. Shoot.
But yes, we moved to Ridgeland when I was in high school, and I actually graduated from school there.
Okay.
So my, you know, roots wanted to come back to Jackson because Jackson was at the time kind of dilapidating, and I wanted to be, you know, kind of like the sunshine in all of the storm that was going on. But it was tough.
Yeah.
And when I went to Ridgeland, it was a different story.
Of course.
It was like, "Okay, you know what? Let's go here, make our money, and let's come back.
And bring it and bring
We're
it back
still
to Jackson.
Coming back."
Yes. Yes. That's what you do. Yes.
Yes. So 2018, we opened up in Ridgeland. 2019, we opened here in Jackson. 2020, we were actually opening a store in Madison, then the pandemic hit. So it was like, "Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Hello, COVID."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we still ended up opening our third location, but from there, the gym that we opened up there kind of took a hit because of COVID. So we just pivoted. And instead of it being a juice bar, we opened our first smoothie bar. So we have a smoothie bar out there compared to the two juice bars.
Auntie, we got to go to Madison to the smoothie bar.
Yes.
That was a surprise. I saw three Kia, you better go ahead. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Girl, we working.
That is awesome. So what is one of the biggest, or I'll say this. What is a misconception about Mississippi that you are hoping to change with your juice bar or brand, if anything? Because, you know, it's, you know, Mississippi is they talk about Mississippi.
They do.
They talk about Mississippi.
They talk about us bad. And though we are behind, as some people say, you know, we are a very progressing city and state. You know, there are a lot of areas in Mississippi, especially in the state as a whole, that are still, you know, churning. You know, they're still trying to...
Churning for real. Yes, churning was the correct word.
there's still some, you know, growth. Mm-hmm. But then we also have a lot of cities in Mississippi that are literally on the path to, like, being next, you know. Yeah. So here in Jackson, we are very... progressing. Mm-hmm. I want to say progressive, but we're getting there.
You're getting there.
You know, absolutely. We're getting there. And one thing I wanted to do was be a part of that change.
Yes.
So, you know, bringing the juice bar here, because I kid you not, people were like, juice bar? What is that? Like, at first we were going to name it a smoothie bar, but I was like, no, we need juice in the name, because we need people to understand that there's another side to health and there's another side to wellness. And yeah, just introduce them to a concept that they're not familiar with. Mm-hmm. We opened in 2018. After us, there's probably been like six more to open, seven, eight. Wow. And even in the state, because we were going to Hattiesburg. They're opening in Hattiesburg. They're opening in Oxford. Like, they're opening in these bigger towns that are a bit more progressive now.
Yeah.
People are seeing that, okay, Mississippi is the unhealthiest state, but they are looking for change. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing that's really misconcept. Like, we don't want to change. Yes, we do.
It's so crazy how Mississippi is just rooted in so much, you know, history. We know all sorts of history. That's a whole nother. But let's just talk about agriculture. Let's talk about how our family was raised. You know, I think that's the part that just gets me. But I want to go back to a point that you made about being very intentional about having juice in the name in your business, because I'm just now picking it. Like, a lot of folks are familiar with smoothies. Like, let's make a smoothie.
And a smoothie can be anything. Let's add some yogurt. Let's add some milk. Let's add this.
Do your thing. I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying. Like, we smoothie down. My auntie all about the smoothies, too. Yes. But, you know, when you think about, juice, it's not, because there wasn't no juice for us coming up. Yeah, I mean, it was Tang.
Tango, you know.
No, Tang. Okay. Kool-Aid. I guess I don't know. That's juice. Yeah, Huggies. All right, that was the juice. But smoothies, yes, like, everybody's familiar with the concept of smoothie, but juice, you are absolutely right. I never even made that connection. Like, us Black folks, smoothie down.
Exactly.
Wow, juice.
So even when we created the juice bar, you know, when people would see our name, because we weren't, you know, like a household name, they would just see the name. They're like, Mama Nature's Juice Bar. Like, they see the mama, they see the Nature's, and they're like, Juice Bar?
Yeah.
What kind of juice bar is this? And that's how a lot of our customers came in, because they're like, we see Juice Bar on the sign. What y'all sell?
Yeah.
Like, what's up in here? What kind of juice y'all got?
Right.
Some people thought we were like a literal bar. So they're like, oh, this must be a bar that does healthy spirits.
Can I get a shot of Ciroc or something? Yes. Like, in my juice? No, it's not that type of juice
I've
bar.
I've had people come in and literally purchase juice to mix.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so sure.
All the time, they came in and said, can you throw a little this, a little that in there? I'm like, you can do that. We'll give you these necessities.
Right.
You know, what
your
you do
essentials
with it after, is on you.
I'm not mad at that, though. I'd rather come get some fresh juice for a cocktail mixer.
Exactly. We've actually done that. Yeah. I've done a mixer where we do fresh juice, and then they do mixing.
But you all want to be a part of something progressive, and I love that. And you are definitely changing the narrative. I have so many folks who want to come to Mississippi. I tell my auntie all the time, like, you're officially part of the show all the time. I'm like, auntie, I got so many people who want to come to Mississippi. Oh, every time Melissa comes to Mississippi, she does have a great time. My family is here. Of course, mm-hmm. I'm having a great time. But we're gonna, I'm gonna invite some folks and we come into Mama's Nature.
Yes.
A little field trip.
Bring them on down.
Yes, I'm gonna bring them down. But I love that you wanted to be a part of something progressive, and Jackson is definitely. I understand the hesitancy of like we are making progress. I'm saying we, like, I live here, but Mississippi,
yes.
Jackson's in my blood. But it is this right here that is why it is progressive.
Mm-hmm. Being the change.
Yes. Exactly.
I will tell you this too. Right before I opened Mama Nature's, I was telling my mom, because I was so fed up with Jackson and mm-hmm. I was so fed up with my city, and I was like, I'm going to Texas. I'm going over there where they're already progressive. My mom was like, what, to get in the rat race?
Right.
She was like, why get in the rat race when you can come here and you can assist with this, you know, moving up and elevating? And I was like, ugh.
Like, okay, mom, mama knows best.
Mama knows best. I'm going to stay here and do the groundwork.
Exactly.
I'm going to get in the thick of it and just help my city move. But opening this juice bar enlightened me to just so much. Just like you said, with agriculture, I didn't know how many black farmers we had. Mm-hmm. I was unaware of all of it. And opening this space introduced me to so much more. So many more black-owned businesses. Yeah. I have a lot of business owners that come in here that are like, they're just trying to get their mental right. They own a business. They're trying to just stay healthy. They're trying to get on that tip. They're trying to be, you know, on the forefront. And I'm like, let's do something. Let's continue to help build our city. Let's continue to help take it back. Even with opening the juice bar, you know, we plan on opening a restaurant, and we have so many other things in store, you know, because I'm like
excited over here.
Yes.
Auntie, we got to get to the restaurant too when it opens.
When she opens. It's supposed to be 2021, but another baby tried to be birthed.
Yes. So. And kids expecting, right? And I got her over here cracking up laughing. Poor baby is just like feeling all the vibrations.
Yes. So. We do have another baby wanting to be birthed this year. So I put it on pause and I was like, okay, we're going to work on it. But that was one of my mother's brainchilds. You know, she's always wanted to open a vegan restaurant. So yes. I'm like, I'm going to help you do that. You know, we're going to do that. There's no stopping. We have a tech district that's coming downtown. So if you don't know about that, it's going to be
huge. Fine. So I've been reading up about that for actually the last like maybe 2 or 3 years, and mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was finally mm-hmm. that's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
And that's why Mama told you couldn't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Because it's like you could have went to Texas and then watched somebody else come into
come
Jackson
in here and do
we
it.
Know how that works.
Don't do it. And I'm so glad I stayed, and I'm so glad that I was able to just be the face for yes. this, because after I opened, there were so many just black people that came to me like, I've always wanted to do this, mm-hmm. but I was too afraid, or yeah. I didn't think I could, and I'm like, get out there, like, come out here, join us, mm-hmm. come on, we need you, don't be afraid, do you need some help? Here it is, how can I help? And from there, I've seen so many businesses, especially in the plant-based, vegan, just health and wellness industry that have been popping up, that have been opening, and I'm right there with them,
wow.
holding hands, helping out any way that I can to let them know that this fight that we're in, you know, we want to be the face of it, because we are. We are.
Yes.
We were feeding back in the day, and we're feeding now.
Absolutely.
And let's feed them the right things so that no one is telling us what we can feed people. You know, we're showing them how to be fed. And that's one thing I just love.
That's
and
wonderful.
It's deepened the mission so much since
that's
I first
so
started.
Wonderful. It's more than just juice.
Yes.
It's more than just a smoothie.
Yes.
It's more than just like a bomb P&B. What I had, one of them sandwiches I had. Let me look at the menu. What do I have? I had the PB sandwich. Mm-hmm. The AB toast is bomb, yo.
Yeah.
So bomb. Yes. But it's deeper than that. It's deeper
yes.
than the menu.
So much deeper. So much deeper. And I just love to just let people come in. And even when people come in here and they're experiencing it, one thing I always tell people too, let's talk about professionalism and things like that, because there's such a stigma around, you know, black-owned businesses. And especially here down south, you know, people just... wanting to stigmatize, you know, how they view it, how it's perceived. And I'm like, no, we're professional. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're in spaces that you didn't think we are. We're over there with the big guys. Like, we're posted up right over there. That's us.
Yeah.
Come on down.
And there are a lot of other businesses outside of us folks who are unprofessional.
So many.
I'm not going to put the list out.
So many.
But I've experienced it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to be in a space where I'm able to really introduce people and educate people. And right now we're actually going through a transition of rebranding and rebirthing because we are continuing to expand as a wellness brand. And we want to do more than just give you juice. We want to educate you on the juice. We want to educate you on how to do it at home. We want to educate you how to do it on your own, how to continue this that you're going through, this transition. Because a lot of people that come in here are transitioning.
Yes.
And we're down to help them.
Yes, I love that. Come on. I love that.
You are welcome.
So, congratulations in order in so many ways. But more recently, didn't Mama's Nature receive, or you personally, or you receive a small business award?
I did.
Yes.
SBA Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
Yes.
During the pandemic, was so nuts. Oh, they told me at the top of the year. So they were like, you won Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
Oh, my
and then the pandemic hit. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's fitting, you know, it's fitting in the health and wellness industry. And now we're going through the crisis. So it was a really wonderful experience because I had already been working just in this industry and really just like pushing the message out here. And I wasn't worried about an award. Yeah. Like the more awards I got, I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, and people, I was like, you're so humble. I'm like, because this is just my work. This is my purpose, you know, and I'm walking and I'm living in it. So I've never been here for the glorification. You know, I've never been here for someone to pat me on the back because I've already been patting myself, baby.
Hello.
To know where I came from, I'm like, honey, I am patting myself
like,
every day.
Need y'all, like, I appreciate y'all pats.
I appreciate it.
So sincerely. Grateful. Yes. But these pats been happening for a long time now.
A long time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes. But, yes, we were crowned Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
That is amazing, Kia. Yes. That is amazing. Oh, my gosh.
And we're working to franchise the juice bars. So I'm super excited about that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be one of the youngest franchisees.
You
in the U.S. So,
you better say that. Y'all hear that? Y'all looking for some opportunities?
Hey, that's what it's here for.
Oh my, that is.
That's what it's here
so
for.
Awesome.
There's not enough Black franchise owners that aren't already filthy rich, or have money because there's so many stipulations to just get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking to change that. We're looking to give people that residual income, to give people those things that they can help pass down to families, you know. And children's and generations. So, it's just bigger than us. It's bigger than the brand.
I love it.
It's bigger than the brand.
Can we talk about this menu for just a moment? So y'all have to highlight like my favorites again. Well, I said a few of my, I'm sipping on the strawberry limeade, which I actually just fell in love with the other day. And so Kia just blessed me with another like wonderful, wonderful cup of just delicious juice. And my auntie sipping on some too. But, like, one of my staples is the Cinnabon smoothie.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. And so there's a cinnamon bun. And then I've also ordered, y'all, the kids' smoothie, the cinnamon roll.
they're one and the same, but a little
one
different.
One and the same, a little different. Yes. Two of my faves. And also this, the A-B toast, okay?
Yes.
So it's the sourdough, the almond butter, sliced apple with honey and cacao nibs.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really talk about this often. Like, I talk about a lot of things that I like, but not this specifically. Cacao nibs are my favorite.
Oh, gosh. And they're so bitter.
I love them.
They're so bitter. There's no sweetness to them.
There's not. There's not.
But they're full of antioxidants.
And they go perfectly with like the sourdough bread. The apple has the sweetness, the honey.
Yes.
Like,
it just brings it all together.
It brings it all together. I love it.
Yes.
So I actually put my grandmother onto cacao nibs like recently.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves them. And she's just like, what are these things? I'm like, Grandma, it's like the real chocolate, okay?
Yeah.
But they're nibs.
Yeah. That's what we tell people all the time. It's the purest form because we are a plant-based juice bar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we wanted to keep that branding here because you can go get all of the other stuff everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So here you just know you're coming and you're getting natural. You're getting local because one thing we try to do also when it's harvesting season for a lot of our farmers, hey, bring your produce here. You know, we're using those local ingredients.
That's awesome.
Because as I've learned from a lot of the farmers that we use, getting that produce that's actually produced locally is much fresher. You have those nutrients that are there and they're thriving and they're alive. So we like to use just those fresh fruits and vegetables. And that's how we try to keep it here at the bar. You're just going to come in and get that plant-based. Even we're adding foods back to our menu because we had food in the past. But when pandemic hit, we was like, okay, we're going to scale back a little bit. But we're adding food back, and everything is just plant-based. And it's in its purest and rawest form. That's what we like to tell people.
That is wonderful. Well, I love it, and I'm surely enjoying my strawberry lime. Any, have you grown? Like, have you gardened in the past, or
so? With the deepest sigh.
I'm so looking forward.
And let me
forward.
Be very clear. I didn't ask in a judgmental way. I'm just, you know, curious.
Yes. Just want to know.
So, don't ask me about my green thumb.
I am so ready now. We're actually transitioning and we're moving. I'm so ready to start my garden. So I'm going to try it again. I'm going to do hydroponic gardening where I'm being assisted with watering my plants because that was my issue in the past. I was either overwatering or not watering enough. And I love greenery.
We forgive you for killing your plants in the spot.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Walking in on them and they limp.
I just put you on the spot. We've all done it. I forgive you.
It falls off. I'm like, no. I am wellness. Yeah. I why are my thumbs not green? I was so proud of my plant over there. It started out as just one, and then it just started blossoming.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm like, I can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I can do it. I feel confident now.
Yes.
So yes, I'm going to start back gardening because that is actually one thing that I want to get into is actually gardening our own food at the house. So just, mm-hmm. you know, growing our own food, growing our own greens and things like that. So
that's awesome.
I look forward to it.
I'm going to wrap up in just a moment, but I don't want to conclude the show. There's so much we could talk. Okay, I could sit here all day and talk to you. Oh, my gosh. I wish y'all were here with us. Like, this beautiful space, amazing backdrop, like the greenery, this lovely plant behind us, the juice, like, it's all the vibes. I wish y'all were here. But obviously, middle pandemic, we all know what's around us. And I was curious, we had talked about this a little bit before the show started, being in this space, health and wellness. I am sure that you've gotten a lot of questions around vaccinations, COVID, you know, and because, yes. you know, it's a lot of us, you know, who are fearful yeah. of the vaccine. And again, let me preface this, y'all. I'm not saying to get the vaccine. I'm not saying not to get it. That's not even where I'm headed with this question. But I'm just curious what the conversations have been in your space.
It's been a wide range. Mm. So one of my customers told me that we are their COVID shot. So he's like, I get my shots every day. I get my juice every day.
I get my ginger. I get my wheatgrass.
Yes, I get my. He's like, that's my protection. And then we have people that have gotten the vaccinations, mm-hmm. and then they say they come in just to continue to keep up with that health. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing. Even during the pandemic with COVID, you know, yeah. we closed down this location for about 4 months.
Okay.
But our original location was still going. It was still thriving because we had people that came in every day. That's like, this isn't a fad for me. This is an everyday lifestyle.
Yeah.
I understand why I need this, and I'm going to continue to get it
yeah.
so that I'm putting those nutrients in my body. So mm-hmm. it's been a wide spectrum, but the wildest one was the guy that told us we were his COVID shot. I was like, you do that.
You
do that. You want some turmeric?
Right, exactly. Did you provide him a little Mama's Nature like Vax card or
yeah,
you know?
I should have. We do a lot of superfoods here, so that is one thing that our customers started coming in. You know, everybody's Googling and stuff uh-huh. like that. So they're like, I need maca, I need this, I need turmeric, yeah. I need MCT, I need this. You know, to just keep me healthy. I need mm-hmm. zinc, and you know, everyone is just going off of you know what they kind of read mm-hmm. and just coming in and getting it in a natural form. Mm-hmm. So they're just making sure that they're using these natural ingredients to keep their body, what we say, ready for the fight. So
ready for the fight. Yes.
Yes.
I love that. As a Black woman, Black leader, founder, creator, mama, all those things. All those things. Oh, my goodness. But in the world of business, what have been some of the roadblocks of any or challenges of any in this space? And young.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So and it's can be challenging as a former entrepreneur navigating the business world, but also our competition against our white counterparts is a thing. And so I'm just curious, like, what have those interactions or what those experience?
Yeah. One thing, I actually just was talking to a friend about this today. She was going over with me about the imposter syndrome, you know, and she's in a space now where she's elevated and she still feels that way. And I'm like, honey, let me tell you something. When I started, I was 25. I had bad credit. I had no capital, no collateral, nothing to my name. Like, I was still paying a car note. And so I was like, what I realized that I needed more than anything when starting a business, getting in the industry, having to deal with the people in the health and wellness space, because it was, you know, predominantly Caucasian, especially here in Mississippi, was the confidence. Was to come through the door like, hey, hey, y'all, this is me. This is what I know.
I was just having a conversation the other day. The same conversation. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It was, it was the confidence to believe in myself and having the understanding of what I'm producing and the importance of it. And from there, everybody was like, oh, she know what she doing. Let's just get out the way.
Right.
And let her do her thing, you know, because, you know, as a black woman, when you exuberate that confidence, I don't want to say people are intimidated, but they're almost like,
no, they are intimidated. You can say that. That's what it
they're
is.
They're like, what do she know?
Yeah.
You know, and then I was coming in the game young, you know, so they're like, who are you?
Girl, you had young, beautiful, mama, intelligent, no, like, all, I mean, it is an intimidation. That's exactly what it is.
Yes. So the
mostly intimidation and then some other things, but go ahead.
Yeah. When I first started, the biggest thing that was kind of like the hurdle for me was financing, because like I told you, I had, you know, bad credit, you know, I was a proud 444, you know, and had to raise
I had to work on that so much, kid, because we can talk all day about like the empire, right?
Yeah,
but it's like, no, let's talk about the ugly stuff.
Talk about the beginning.
Sleeping in a twin bed, kids, you know, nowhere to go, bad credit, like, this is so inspirational. And oh my gosh,
some people are like, why are you telling people that? I'm not ashamed. I realize my story is my glory, like, what I can help tell someone can help someone where they are, because I'm like, they're down in the pits. I'm like, I was there with two kids. You got no kids come on, you can do it. get out of there you can do it. And I love, you know, sharing the story and sharing the pitfalls, just sharing everything that I went through, because even at that time while I was there, I knew that wasn't me. That was just a moment.
Yes.
That was a moment in life, like a chapter in a book.
It wasn't going to last.
That's it. I had to figure out how to turn the page and how to rewrite the story, how to just rewrite that script. And that's why when I tell people and I share, like I told my 444 story, because baby, it was 444. I remember looking at my credit and I was like... And we want to get a loan. Okay. So let's work these next 6 months to get some things out the
that's
way.
That's
going to
be part two of our conversation. Because there's some, you know, I could definitely see that part two. I'm interested in that part of the story. Because that's a come up.
Yes. Yes.
That's a come up for real.
It was some work. I had to do some work. I had to look back like, why you just ain't paid it? Why you ain't take care of that bill? And it's been lingering all this. Let's do right.
Because you ain't think you was open to juice bar.
And you just ride. You don't care. My mama said don't get a credit card. So I don't got to worry about that.
Mama knows best. Yes. You like how I'm throwing that? Mom, I got you with that slogan, okay? I'm just saying.
So starting off, it was funding. It was like, how on earth? And so many people stop and they don't even start because of that. Like they think, I'll never get the money to start this. Or they look at it when they want to dream big and they're like, I'm dreaming too big. I'll never reach that capacity. And it's like, no, you just have to plan for it.
Yeah.
And you have to work towards it.
Absolutely.
And that's what I did. I just took it step by step, day by day, corrected my issues, had to look in the mirror a couple of times and be like, this was you. This wasn't nobody else. It was you. So just correcting those errors, working on it, making a plan. Then I'm realizing, I can do this. I just asked them for 25. I should have asked them for 100.
Okay, listen.
I really need 250. I didn't ask for enough. So, you know, it was going through that, you know, not having credit, figuring out that the SBA would actually back you as a minority, Black woman, especially, mm-hmm. you're a double minority, mm-hmm. Realizing that they'll actually back your loans when you don't have good credit, mm-hmm. but you have a plan. And the SBA would say, give them a chance.
Because you can have the money and not have a plan.
Ooh, listen, I knew plenty of people that had a money.
Exactly.
I ain't going to, you know, throw nothing out there.
We know y'all.
But I knew,
it's so true. You can have all the money in the world, but you got no plan.
I knew one person that
sustain.
Started with $300,000.
Whoa.
$300,000. When he told me that, I was like, dude, I would have opened up 6-7 of these. Right. I would have just took off like a jet. Like, I'd have just been gone.
Whoa.
But, you know, that just, you know, centered it for me. And it just showed me the determination and the drive and the hard work that I put mm-hmm. in. It just made me just proud of myself.
Yeah.
And it also helped me to tell him, you could have done it. You didn't even listen. You had it. You mm-hmm. had the capability, but you needed that confidence
yeah.
to know that you can do it. You didn't need confirmation from anyone else but yourself. You wow. know, you didn't need anyone else to say yes. You know, you didn't need, well, you kind of did, but you didn't need anyone to say it's going to work.
Yeah.
You should have just believed and truly understood, you know, what your mission is and really mm-hmm. go after it. But yeah, that was about the biggest thing.
Listen, Kia been speaking to me the whole, listen, hey listeners, yeah, she's been speaking to you, but she's been speaking to me a whole message, okay? Listen, where my church fan at? Absolutely. Oh, Kia, I wish I could spend just another few hours. I'm coming back. Can I come back?
I know, you can.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
I would love it.
Thank you.
I would love it.
Kia, where can folks find you at on the gram and your physical location if you want to come visit?
All right. So if you're in Mississippi, come and visit us in Ridgeland at Mama Nature's Juice Bar or in Jackson in the Fondren area, Mama Nature's Juice Bar. You can Google us. So just Google MAMA Nature's Juice Bar and we'll come up.
Yes.
I can say Google me now.
Yes.
Google me. But other than that, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook. I think we have a Twitter now. At Mama
Nature's.
That's okay
if you don't know. You're the owner.
We got a Pinterest too. I have a great marketing team. Shout out to China.
Yes.
But at Mama Nature's, MAMA Nature's Juice Bar. Same on Facebook and Instagram. And you can find me at Kia W. So KEYAHW. That's my personal Instagram. So all things mommy, wellness, dancing, belly right now, all of that.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. So I typically do a quick rapid fire. I don't remember all the questions off of my head. I'm going to try to think of something. But before I do that, I have to tell you, I'm a super fan because I remember when you all were doing, I think you guys had like a partnership with like Vans or something mm-hmm. like that. I couldn't fit it in my suitcase, but yeah. I got the shoes and the tee.
Oh my God.
I wanted to wear it today. I was packing.
Listen.
I said, my auntie saw she picked me up from the airport. I had all this stuff. She was like, how you get through Southwest with all this stuff? I said, don't worry about it. I just made it on the airplane.
What is so crazy about that story is that we did not get a pair of shoes.
Really?
No, not a t-shirt, not a pair of shoes. So I literally have to like just swoon over my customers when they come in, show me their kicks. Like, I've got on Vans and I was like, I'm so sorry, we're not producing them. I was so upset about that.
I'm
but
sorry. I
we
got
had I know we had great sales, so
that is awesome.
I really love that, and that partnership was wild.
I hopped on it immediately, and I mean it was just like that, and I wanted to bring, and I said, and I think this was right after I had sent you a DM. I said, I want to bring my gear because I want to show up in my van.
Yes.
I'm letting them know I'm a super fan. I said,
yes.
I can't get this in the suitcase. It's like equipment or, you know, laptops, work from home. But I couldn't make it, but super fan.
We appreciate it. Thank
Yay.
You so much.
Yay.
I literally, anytime I see somebody with them, I'm taking pictures with them.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
putting
goodness.
My face by the shoes. I'm like, y'all see this. Vans contacted us.
Yes,
you know?
That is awesome.
Yeah, that was one of the things that kind of sparked. It was last year or this year, I can't remember. The years are just kind of, you know, doing their thing.
I know, everything just mushes together.
Yeah,
we were
kind of manifesting the things that we wanted to do, you know, the things that we wanted to start doing just as a company. And that was one of them.
That's
and when
so
Vans
dope.
Reached out, I was like, me?
You, yes,
you want to collab with me? You know me? They're like, yeah, you're in Mississippi. You're one of the only plant-based juice bars.
Yeah. They researched you. They Googled you, girl.
There it is. You know my, you Google me. So yeah, it was super exciting.
I
super
love exciting. It.
The city was really proud. So
what are my rapid fire questions? Okay. Spend what is your favorite fruit or veggie?
Kale.
Oh, she said that quick. All right.
Yeah.
Sweet, sour, spicy, salty, or bitter?
Oh my gosh. Pre-pregnancy, it was bitter. Cacao nibs. That was
yes!
my thing.
Yes, the cacao nibs.
during the pregnancy, sour. I had a thing
really?
For limes. Yeah.
Okay.
Just lime me up.
Listen, limes are good for you. I squeeze a little lime in my water every morning. Love it. All right, my other rapid fire question is, what is on repeat on any of your playlists right now? It could be a podcast or a song.
Oh, it's definitely a podcast. I love podcasts. I love music yes. as well. Music to me is when I want to ignite something inside, you okay. know, because that's what music does. Yes. So when I want to ignite, I put on a certain playlist, you know, okay. what I'm looking for. But on repeat, my kids can't stand it. It's podcast.
Okay.
Podcast. Right now, I do EYL, so Earn Your
Leisure. I love EYL. Shout out to EYL. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I have a backlog that I need to listen to. I remember I was literally, like, chain listening to every single episode.
Oh, yeah.
I need to catch up.
Oh, yeah.
Earn Your Leisure, like, hands down, like, the number one top financial resource for Black folks.
Yes.
People, like, love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Who are you rooting for these days? It can be anybody. Your mama,
oh my
your
gosh.
Kids,
who am I
other entrepreneurs.
For?
Like,
other entrepreneurs, black entrepreneurs. I'm really, really rooting, especially, and I'm going to point it out, Mississippians. So I'm really rooting for the black Mississippi entrepreneurs to really get out here and go get it.
Yes.
Because as I told you, we're progressing and we're growing. And I want to let people know this is a playground right now. Come out here and play. Do not be afraid of the bullies on the playground.
I know that's right. One word that's really just been resonating with you lately.
Determination.
I bet. Determination
in every area of life.
I love that so much. Kia, thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Thank you.
I'm coming back. Going to get more smoothies, more juice.
Yes.
I got to get my toast, everything. Yes. So thank y'all listeners for tuning in. Y'all were such a great tribe, and we're out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in. You can catch today's episode on fullserviceradio.org as well as iTunes and Spotify. Be sure to follow Food Talks in Color, that's just the letter N, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for all updates. And did you know we're on Patreon? This is a way for you to support our podcast by taking action and amplifying the mission of BIPOC Voices on Edible Activists. Depending on the level you choose, we'll shout you out on the show, send you a t-shirt, get access to bonus content, and you might even have a chance to chat with me one-on-one. Visit foodtalksincolor.com to learn more. And are you an edible activist? Have a story to share? Visit the website to connect with me. Peace and blessings. And remember, in the great words of Baba Tarukadunu, there is no culture without agriculture.